Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The US Sun reported that Meghan Markle talks far more than her guests on her Spotify podcast, Archetypes. In the first episode, Meghan spoke for nearly twice as long as Serena Williams, 30 minutes and 6 seconds, compared to the tennis icon's 17 minutes, 12 seconds. In episode 8, the Duchess clocked up 26 minutes, 1 second. Canada's First Lady, Sophie Trudeau, one of the three guests, spoke for just 2 minutes, 9 seconds. In episode 5, Meghan talked for 24 minutes, 16 seconds. Despite vowing to subvert the labels that try and hold women back, Meghan found time to mention Harry 11 times in all. It's unclear how well Meghan's podcast is doing, with the Daily Mail reporting the podcast appears to have dropped in popularity with US listeners, according to Spotify's charts, with a recent drop outperformed by a collection of lullabies. The Duchess of Sussex's digital offering, which is now 10 full episodes deep into its run, was once ranked as the platform's top show. The episode, titled The Audacity of the Activist, saw her interview British actress Jameela Jamil and the American-Iranian star of X-Men and 24, Shuri Agadushlu, was spotted by the Mail sitting at number 77 on the Spotify charts and being outperformed by 8 hours of relaxing music for babies to fall asleep to. In September, Mail Online told how Spotify had been accused of wrongly using its own official podcast chart to keep Meghan Markle at number one when she was lagging behind Joe Rogan and other stars in terms of daily listeners. At the time, Archetypes was ranked as the top podcast in the US, the UK, and all of Spotify's main English-speaking markets in the streaming giant's own top episodes rankings. But subscribers accused the company of massaging its figures, or even manipulating its main chart to keep the California-based royal at the top. The Mail explained, Spotify has two main charts, one for its top podcasts compiled with a number of measurements, including if they are rising newcomers, as well as a combination of overall follower counts and the number of recent unique listeners. The episode's ranking is determined exclusively by the number of unique listeners on that day. Spotify's own data from that month showed more British listeners were tuning into Joe Rogan, Rob Beckett, and Josh Widdicombe's show about parenting, and Jamie Lang and Sophie Habu's Nearly Weds pod than Archetypes. One broadcasting expert with decades of experience in the industry told Mail Online, the main Spotify podcast ranking does allow them to promote their new shows. They could be doing this for Meghan, based on the figures you think Joe Rogan would be number one. On the most recent episode, Meghan spoke of how female sexuality is so much more vilified than men's, and even women in their 50s can be targeted by gossip about how they were a slut in college. While men are described as players, women are mocked for their sexual behavior, the Duchess of Sussex said in the latest episode of her Archetypes podcast on Spotify. Meghan was joined by Sex and the City author Candace Bushnell and actor and trans actress Michaela J. Rodriguez for a conversation about expressing one's identity and embracing the nuances that make each of us quite simply human. Meghan said, as you're getting older, you're exploring and starting to understand your sensuality, your feminine divine. But your sexuality can be very much used against you. A man is a player or out having fun or whatever he's doing. It's often celebrated, even heralded. But for a woman, I don't care if she is perhaps the most successful woman in finance in her mid-50s, I promise you someone will still come and say, yeah, but she was such a slut in college. It will stick with her. I don't understand what it is about the stigma surrounding women and their sexuality, the exploration of their sexuality that is so much more vilified than for a man, and I wonder what that experience. In the episode titled Beyond the Archetypes, Human Being, Meghan begins by describing a piece of art in her £11 million mansion in Montecito, California. There's a piece of art in my sitting room. It's not fancy. It's kind of this rectangle shape, almost plaque-like, and it simply says, humankind, be both. My friend Jen gave it to me a couple of days ago, and it always makes me smile because I love her and our friendship reminds me of her. But we've been super close since we were about 17, but also because it's true. Humankind, be both. It got me thinking about other types of wordplay that resonate, and I specifically was thinking about something that I was told many years ago. You're not just a human being, you're a human just being. Now, the woman who told me this was trying to remind me to just be easier on myself, sort of in the same vein of saying, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Well, this is just another version of that same ilk of advice. You're human just being. The Daily Mail recaps that Meghan made a visit to her old school, Immaculate Heart School in LA. I wanted to explore those labels and boxes as part of the self-identification for the young woman there, or if they're given themselves the space to be a human. For Meghan, the memories came flooding back. It was so great because as an adult, you come back into this environment, it feels so small, but when you're in high school, this campus was so big. Middle school and high school is a really big time for anyone in their life. You're so impressionable. And you also think you know everything when you're a teenager. But for young women especially, this is the time period in which you sort of start to look around the culture and society, the messages you're receiving, and you ask yourself constantly, how am I supposed to be? At least that was very much my experience of adolescence, and maybe things have changed. Meghan chatted with recent graduates Abigail, Diana, and Grace, asking which labels they felt were applied to them. One of them replied the B word, while another said bossy. Meghan then mentions the word bimbo, saying, so when you guys hear of the word bimbo, what do you think of, or what do you think of? After one of them replies that they've only heard the word on TikTok, Meghan says, I mean, talk about aging myself, but this idea of the bimbo, the dumb blonde, this was something that I grew up seeing all the time, and here we go, they hadn't. The royal then tells the group how she once received a religious studies assignment at school to plan her own wedding. That's insane, one of them replies. Towards the end of the episode, Meghan described how her guests made her feel during this season of the podcast. I find it so inspiring to listen to women who are clear on who they are, unwavering, not waffling, confident in spite of whatever barriers they may have seen in the foreground. And as I thought about closing this episode, how I could just bottle up that feeling, that inspiring feeling of liberation when you shed all those fears of judgment and you sit in your authenticity when you allow yourself to be human and to be. And when there is woman, there is forever a way. Truer words have never been spoken. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In case you missed it, Harry and Meghan made an appearance on the televised version of Elton John's North American Farewell Concert. In a pre-taped message, they thanked Elton for being a friend to them, their children, and Princess Diana. Meghan said, Hi Elton, we just wanted to say congratulations. Harry added, And thank you for entertaining everybody for so many decades. Thank you for being the friend that you were for my mum. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being a friend to our kids, and thank you for entertaining people right around the world. Even though this is officially your retirement, this will not be your last gig, we know that. But we love you, and congratulations on an incredible career. Elton performed at Harry and Meghan's wedding in 2018. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis, but thanks to John McDermott, this is Palace Intrigue. Good times.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.